Hello, Keiko Matsui. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you, Monica?
I am great. I'm great. You must be really tired. You've been all over the place. How are you doing? And what's going on in Keiko's world?
Yes, I just came back from Japan for Ottoman tour. And this is a very special tour because I'm celebrating my new release, which is a live album, which was shot at the big Tokyo show last year. So I'm performing from that album, and I'm just happy to sharing special time with the audience.
Well, you know, I've seen you, I've seen specifically you perform Soul Quest twice, fortunately for me, and it's always mesmerizing. It never from it's I'm a fan and it's always mesmerizing and it just gets better and better.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, just feels like those material from Soul Quest is growing, and we are growing every show, and just gets into deeper and deeper with the spiritual part too. So, and it is wonderful to bring my band member who has been traveling with me for many places all over the world. So I'm very happy about it.
Well, as you should be, you have a wonderful band. And Soul Quest, you mentioned the live CD, DVD set released on October 2nd, and it's live in Tokyo. And it's your first in over 10 years.
Right.
Wow.
More than 10 years. I happened to make a live album, but this one captured the most current and the most energetic show of Keiko, and also including some extra bonus road movie. So you will see what I'm experiencing during the tour and off stage and on stage.
Wonderful, wonderful. I've been listening.
Have you seen them?
I haven't watched the DVD yet, but I've been listening to the live album, trying to relive the all the moments I've seen it. So I'm gonna watch the DVD this weekend. I can't wait.
Okay.
I can't wait. Now,
right.
Tell me, Keiko, how has Soul Quest changed your life?
Well, no, Soul Quest didn't change my life.
Okay. Okay.
But this interesting thing is when I made the Soul Quest and when I received the songs for that, already the songs, I knew that the songs came from a different dimension than previous albums. So it had different energy and very sensitive but very passionate. And just hard to explain by myself. But I realized that when I started the performance, to do live show with the material of Soul Quest. And the interesting thing is I discovered that Soul Quest really connects to many fans. Of course, older fans, and also reach to the new fans. And kind of we are really, really deeply connected, I think. So I believe that we have a special bond between us via Soul Quest.
Right. Wow. Well, you do a lot of traveling, as you said, around the world, and you're known not just as an artist, but you're also known as a humanitarian. What are some of, from a humanitarian standpoint, what sort of issues do you address while on your journey?
Well, in the past, I had many opportunities to dedicate my music for the cause, like breast cancer awareness or bone marrow donor program, and against hunger in Africa. And just because I feel very fortunate because I'm healthy and I can bring my show to different parts of the world. And really, I have been experienced that music creates, music really connects us. So I wanted to give back something back through the music. And at this point, because of I created Antarctica from Southwest, I'm paying attention, extra attention to the nature in this Earth, and the global warming, and lots of disasters happened, including in Japan too, by nature. So I think we have to care about our Earth. So that's one point. And the other part is because I had opportunity to go to Peru last year, I did a workshop for the children. And I know that there are some part of the world they are suffering to live. And with the music, children's eyes will really become brighter and they can enjoy and they might find different way of enjoying life.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to dedicate my time for that.
Wow, that's we need more people who feel that way. The world would be a better place, I'm sure. Were you able to capture any of that of your humanitarian work on the DVD, Keiko?
Yes, actually, there is some scenery from me visiting Peru, Lima, and you will see the children and me playing a keyboard, one simple keyboard in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So you will see that. And here and there you will see.
Okay.
And I collaborated with a jazz orchestra, student jazz orchestra in Lima too.
Wow, I can't wait. I can't wait. Well, Chuck Loeb, I'm speaking to Chuck Loeb tomorrow, actually. But Chuck Loeb and Kirk Whalum joined you on this project. And, you know, we love Chuck and Kirk. They're fantastic musicians. And tell me, how was that show with them and the experience in Japan in May, which was a homecoming for you? How was that experience?
Well, it was like a heaven because, as you know, that Chuck and Kirk are so wonderful human beings and great artists.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I've been doing my show in Tokyo, but this time, especially for Soul Quest, I wanted to do a theater show with all the group production, with the lights and everything, and inviting my friend, great artist I admire, made this opportunity so special. And on the stage, when I was during the actual show, I was feeling like, oh my gosh, this is like heaven. And you know, my band is drum, bass, guitar, saxophone, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we had Kirk and Chuck, another saxophone player and another guitar player, but we are all in harmony and we are smiling at each other, and even you don't play the part, you are listening to other friends on this stage, and just I felt so much filled with the love and the passion. And it was great world.
I am so.
That's why in the video DVD that you will find the extra track DVD track said Before the Door, and I am explaining about the there is my narration in English. And there are the behind the scenes, so it's like a road movie. So I'm talking about that, and you will hear my comments for each person too.
Wow. Well, I saw some.
Yeah, so before you write everything, please take the DVD too.
Yes, I will. I am going. Yes, I will not write a thing, Keiko, until I watch that DVD. I really can't wait.
Thank you.
I'm excited. What after you've done so much and you've been in this business for many, many years, what when it's all said and done for you, Keiko, what do you want your legacy to be in this world? What do you want your legacy to be? Because you've done so much, you've touched so many lives. You've done this for so long, musically and you know, from a humanitarian standpoint. So what do you hope your legacy will be?
You know, I just hope that I can travel with music, with good health. And just, I want to create more peaceful air with many people. And at the same time, I have a kind of vision that I would like to share my different side.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have been doing some orchestra show only at the Vox Jazz Festival and also United Air Force Orchestra in D.C. in U.S. And I was doing orchestra show in Ukraine, Kiev.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to deliver this orchestra show too.
Wow.
And also this December 4th, I'm starting a special new show, which is I did in Japan this year as my acoustic band. So I am bringing acoustic projects to U.S.
Wow.
That's exciting too. And also, I'd love to compose more for the movie. So I'd like to express myself through this electric band and also acoustic band and orchestra show and composition. So, kind of, I'm developing.
Wow.
I will start gaining more time in different ways.
Wow. that's a lot, but you know what? You can do it. You can do
I
it.
Know.
But you can
I
do it.
I would love to create another studio album soon. So, but before that, I wanna be neutral, and I wanna really start from zero, like as always. I don't have any material for next album, and I'm not thinking about the concept or anything yet. Just I want to let hear what I'm gonna receive.
Wow. So, in the meantime, you'll still be touring around the world with SoulQuest, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so fans can still catch you on tour.
Uh-huh.
And they can follow your website, which is what, Keiko?
KeikoMatsui.com.
Okay. And you are on social media. You're on Facebook and Twitter.
Uh-huh. And right, so this autumn tour is special tour for the celebration of my live album.
Okay.
And yeah.
Well, wonderful. That's gonna since I've seen the show, just the SoulQuest tour, then I have to catch the live the celebration part. I'm gonna work on that.
And I like to explain it. This live album is called Live in Tokyo, and this one was captured in Tokyo of the SoulQuest World Tour. But SoulQuest World Tour content has lots of hit song too. from the past.
So you will hear,
you will enjoy from the songs from Soul Quest, and at the same time you will hear the hit songs from previous songs.
Even better, even better. I know I've been listening, like I said, I've been listening to the CD in my car, and I love it because it takes me back to, you know, watching it live or hearing you and seeing you perform it, and it's so incredible, and it never gets old. It's just always breathtaking and mesmerizing. I love it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, just I have been trying to compose the melodies. For me, melody is very important. And of course, concert is very special time. But always I wanted to write the melody which can stay, I hope, can stay human the heart for many centuries.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's a very, very good way to look at it. That's very important. And it's safe to say you have created and continue to make music, Keiko, that is that speaks to the soul and that brings awareness, and we appreciate that as your fans. We appreciate that. So I'm going I'm going to let you go now and get some rest so you can get ready for the, I know you're leaving soon to get back on the road, so get some
tomorrow night.
Oh my goodness. Well, get some rest. I appreciate it, Keiko, and I will see you soon. But until then, I will be listening to and watching. I'll be listening to and watching the live CD and DVD. Thank you so much, okay?
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, and at the last thing I'd like to say is I would like to say you and everyone who is supporting my music and listening to my music, because when I hear that how much my music connects to some other person's life very deeply, that gave me so much energy and the courage too. So I would like to say thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, Keiko. You keep doing what you're doing, and we love you, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you. Love you. Yes, thank you. See you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.